LSG, Busta Rhymes, LL Cool J, MC Light with Curious on the Bridge on Metro FM. We're getting into the interview where we're talking about vaccine hesitancy and, you know, possibly avoiding another surge. Now, this is because there are reports circulating that suggest that South Africa has passed the fourth wave of COVID-19 pandemic. And if you can recall back in December, that's when our lockdown restrictions were eased somewhat, where right now we don't have a lockdown in terms of restrictions of where you can go and how long you can be out for. So we are free to roam. So to speak more about this, I have got Professor Rozani Moloi-Uwa, the head of Department for Pediatric and Child Health at the University of Cape Town. Rozani, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sister Marian, and thank you for inviting me and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you for availing yourself. Now, to go quickly into it, when you talk about vaccine hesitancy, what is it?
You know, I always say that it's probably much easier to think about vaccine hesitancy in terms of the flip side of the coin. So if you think about it, people have got very different attitudes towards vaccines. Mm-hmm. So there are people who are like, you know, the vaccine, I wanted yesterday. But there are those who are, on the other hand, maybe campaigning because they're against every vaccine. Now, that creates a spectrum of what people will call vaccine confidence. And in that spectrum, most people may be somewhere in the middle, not like extremes of like I wanted yesterday or I'm against every vaccine, but feeling that they are unsure, they are fearful, and so forth. And that spectrum is what people refer to as vaccine hesitancy, where someone may delay getting the vaccine or may be afraid of getting a vaccine. That's what we call that. And by seeing it as a spectrum, is very important because then it gives us some kind of idea of what may need to be done to kind of overcome that.
Mm. And thank you for explaining that, because most people, when they hear vaccine hesitation, they immediately just think it's someone who's afraid, someone who doesn't want. But there's another side to the story, that it could also be people who just delay the process.
Yes, exactly. And this is not just with COVID vaccines. It's the same thing with other vaccines that people give to children and so forth. People may wait and saying, I'm not so sure. And at times, people may just not think about it. And that, again, it fits into that whole spectrum of vaccine confidence.
Mm. And why is it imperative that all citizens do get vaccinated?
I think what is becoming very clear is that, I mean, we can see what's happening in places like, for example, the UK, where stadia are full now.
Yes.
It's because vaccines do two things. One is that they protect the individuals who receive those vaccines. So the reason why other countries may open their economies is that they feel less afraid that those who get COVID will actually get severe disease and die. So it means they are protected. Mm-hmm. But secondly, the more people you vaccinate, you reduce the chance, you increase the chance of having a meaningful public health impact where we could actually have meaningful control over the pandemic as a whole. So and the more people you vaccinate, the more you close that gap of the virus running away with carnage, as we have seen.
Yeah. So, of course, vaccination is one of those big contributing factors to, you know, contain the spread of the vaccine. Would you say that there's another way that we can help contain it? I know there's the masks and sanitizing and washing of your hands. Is there something else that maybe we don't speak enough about that you'd like to mention?
Well, you know, I mean, what we have learned over the last 2 years is that there are certain things that we can do. And those issues of social distancing, avoiding crowded spaces, putting on masks, you know, sanitizing hands and so forth. But I think all this time when we're doing all that, we're trying to buy a long-term solution. And I think what has emerged for all over the world is the arrival of vaccines that actually gave real hope that we may have a more effective tool of getting some control on the pandemic and the virus as a whole, and hopefully be able to hasten the end of the pandemic as we see it now and return to normal, whatever that means.
And boy, do we want to return to whatever that means, as you say, because we don't know how returning will even look like, feel like, once we do get to this thing that we are trying so hard to reach.
Precisely, yeah, and I agree.
Professor Rozani, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for educating us, especially, you know, breaking down vaccine hesitancy and what it actually does mean.
Thank you very, very much, and a lovely day to you, Feda.
Same to you. I was chatting to Professor Rozani Moloi-Uwa, the head of Department for Pediatric and Child Health at the University of Cape Town.